I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a moment, the Barbershop Guys weigh in on the news of the week. But first, we're going to continue with our Black History Month salute. We've invited members of the Tell Me More staff, a few of our guests, and our NPR colleagues to share stories about the figure or event from Black history that they most admire. Today, we hear from a familiar voice for those who listen to the network on weekend afternoons.
This is Guy Raz, the host of Weekends and All Things Considered. And my Black history hero is Charles Deland. Deland was ostensibly a loyal slave driver, a slave who also oversaw his master's vast plantation. He was feared by enslaved Africans and trusted by white plantation owners. But all the while, Charles Deland was plotting, planning, and preparing. And on the night of January 8, 1811, along Louisiana's German coast, he led the largest slave uprising in American history. 500 slaves joined Deland and his co-conspirators as they made their way past the plantations along the road to New Orleans. It was a proud battalion of black faces, most of them dressed in military uniforms, some of them on horseback, all marching in formation, and it stunned white New Orleans. There were only two possible outcomes for these men of Africa, death or freedom. Deland and his contingent knew that, and in the end, they were outgunned. 95 slaves were eventually executed. Deland was maimed and tortured beforehand. But in death, Deland and these other martyrs of American history found their dignity and, of course, their freedom.
That was Guy Raz, host of Weekend All Things Considered, saluting Charles Deland. To browse the full series of Tell Me More Black History essays, log on to npr.org and in the search field, type Black History Heroes.